At this time, the Columbia Broadcasting System takes you to London for a speech by Queen Wilhelmina of the Netherlands. The Queen, the Dutch government, and other members of the royal family were transferred to London on Saturday in face of the westward German drive across the Low Countries. The Queen's speech today is her first radio address since reaching the British capital. We take you now to London. This is CBS in New York calling London. Go ahead, London. This is CBS in New York calling London. Go ahead, London. We shall stand by for the speech of Queen Wilhelmina from London. In the meantime, here is Elmer Davis with some late news.
The Germans have claimed an actual breakthrough in the Maginot Line, the northern part of it, along the Belgian border, which is not so strong as the one on the eastern border, in the vicinity of Sedan. The exact...
Excuse me, Mr. Davis. We have established contact with London now and the speech of Queen Wilhelmina.
Which might have led to the cessation of hostilities. Today, we have to admit that no happiness can be expected in this world if those who are solely responsible for the present situation are not definitively checked in their course of unscrupulous destruction and utter disregard of law and the most elementary principles of morality. After an heroic struggle, my nation, that has attempted everything to maintain peace, is being overpowered by sheer superiority of force. But morally, we can never be conquered. Our spirit will remain unbroken because our conscience is clear. Notwithstanding the great distress that my people are suffering at the present moment and the oppression under which they will live until the country will be free again, I am convinced that they will never give up their faith in the cause of freedom and justice. I pray God that our allied cause be blessed and that the dawn of the day when freedom will be restored to the Netherlands and to all other victims of German aggression be near.
You have just heard a speech by Queen Wilhelmina of the Netherlands, brought to you by shortwave radio from London. Here in Columbia's New York studios is Elmer Davis to analyze the significance of the Queen's talk, along with other news of the day. Mr. Davis.
Queen Wilhelmina's statement, however brief, was an expression of the faith in the durability of moral standards, which has always characterized the Dutch people. Morally, she said, we can never be conquered, and our spirit will remain unbroken because our conscience is clear. The chance, of course, of holding out in this firm moral position depends to some extent, as she pointed out, on the outcome of the war, for if the Dutch should remain enslaved by foreigners for a generation or two, it might be difficult for them to maintain the high spirit which they have so far held up very vigorously. It should not be forgotten that the Netherlands was the first country in Europe in which freedom of speech and freedom of the press actually took hold in the 17th century, at a time when England, which later became the home of free speech, was still torn by religious and political civil wars. The Dutch were the only country in Europe in which freedom of expression was permitted, and the one which did more than anything else to keep free thought alive during that troubled period. The record of this nation in defense of freedom, of political freedom, and of intellectual freedom both, certainly gives them good reason to be proud of themselves, and no doubt, as the Queen says, they will never give up their faith in freedom and in justice. With regard to the other news of the day, as we said a moment ago, the Germans claim that they have broken the Maginot Line along the Belgian border, somewhere in the neighborhood of Sedan. The exact phrase of the German communique is as follows. In crossing the Meuse in the Sedan region, the main defenses of France, the Maginot Line, were broken in close cooperation with our Air Force. Here also, French counterattacks failed with heavy losses for the enemy. If this is an actual breakthrough of the whole defense system in that region, it may be a pretty serious matter for the French. The Maginot Line, of course, as extended along the Belgian border, was not so strong as the one on the east facing Germany, for the Belgians had also built a defense line across along their eastern frontier, which was supposed to hold the Germans out. And then they, too, built this extension on their northern frontier facing the Netherlands, which, again, was not so strong as their line on the east, and it was at the junction of those lines that the Germans broke through. They came down in the rear of the principal Belgian defenses and now have attacked the French line at It's on its weaker side, and according to their own statement, have broken through it. The Maginot Line, of course, is a fortified zone, and you can get some distance into it without breaking clear through it, perhaps. So it may be that this statement of the German High Command does not mean as much as it would seem, but if it can be taken literally, it certainly is a serious reverse for the Allies. Meanwhile, there is a desperate battle going on in central Belgium to the east of Louvain. There's a heavy German bombardment of the city and also persistent bombings from the air, which have reduced a large part of Louvain to ruins. Louvain was wrecked by the Germans in 1914, and a part of the city, particularly its university, was restored largely by American contributions. You may remember there was quite a controversy a few years ago when the new building of the university was opened. There was an inscription on the front of it which said, Furore Teutonica Deruta, destroyed by the fury of the Germans. And there was a great deal of objection to that at the time on the ground that it was perpetuating old animosities and making statements about things that had happened in the past which no longer had any place in the new era of peace and international friendship. Brussels radio says that the fortresses of Namur and Antwerp are still intact. We didn't know that Antwerp was being so seriously attacked that there was any danger that it had fallen yet. It may refer to some outlying fortifications. But Namur, which apparently is inside the German lines now, is still holding out, according to the Brussels radio. And so are the forts around Liège, even though the Germans are in the city. And there is a little news from a few other of the neutrals. United Press reports from Switzerland say that residents in the border regions around Basel, Bern, and Zurich are moving to the interior in fear of trouble, and the Paris radio says that railroad passenger traffic between Switzerland and Germany has been suspended for everyone but diplomats, which would indicate that the Swiss are afraid of some serious trouble that may fall on them soon. In Sweden, a volunteer corps is being organized to combat parachute troops in case of need, and additional air raid precautions are being installed, which would indicate that the Swedes are still worried about the alleged concentration of the German troops in Norway along the Swedish frontier. As for Italy, the principal item of news seems to be that the liner Conte di Savoia has left Genoa from New York. This would indicate that for the next 7 or 8 days, at least, the Italians do not expect any hostilities which might lead to their merchant shipping being in danger on the seas. And a small Italian freighter has been bombed by the Germans off the Dutch coast and reports that it is sinking.
CBS has brought you a brief speech by Queen Wilhelmina of the Netherlands from London, followed by an analysis by Elmer Davis from our New York studios. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.